Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz, mate. It's Matty Garwood and Australia. They are stuck on Brittany Quinn. So Brisbane's Brittany Quinn is redefining Australian's R&B genre. She's got a bit of an old school sound to this one. It is her debut single, Stuck On Me, and she's catching up with us tonight. Brittany Quinn, thanks for coming on Oz, mate.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
That's all right. How's everything going with it being your debut single? You've got to be pretty proud of it.
Yes, I'm really, really proud. I'm so proud of how well it's come along, and I'm proud of the attention it's gotten and the positive reactions. It's just been incredible.
Now, you're only 18 years old yourself, and this does have such a mature and kind of old school, maybe a bit of a Shanty Destiny's Child feel to it. Were you even born when they were at their peak?
No, I wasn't. Growing up from 2001, that was the biggest thing that my mum played. She always played 2000s R&B, and then hearing it today, I wanted to mix in the new sound with the old sound and kind of just combine it all together, because I love what they used to do and the way they used to manipulate their vocals into tracks and just create something so magical.
Well, you couldn't have not created anything more magical by working with Tom Garnett, the ARIA Award winner. Like, he's worked with Travis Scott, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, of course, even their very own Bliss and Esso. How did it come about to work at Studio 301?
I am really about researching and finding out who everyone's worked with, trying to figure out which one's going to be the best suited engineer for me.
Yep.
Because if it's in my style, then I know the engineers like that style, and they like doing that, which means they're going to be at their best job.
Yeah, I worked with Kelly Rowland last year on The Voice All-Stars, and I reckon she would absolutely love this one.
Oh, my goodness. I really do hope so. She's definitely been one of my inspirations since I was a little kid. Yeah.
And what was your inspiration behind Stuck On Me?
I wrote it about a previous relationship and about how difficult it is to finally let go. Just about independence and about finding your self-worth and who you are.
Now, you've actually lived in quite a few exotic places as well. So you were born in Melbourne, but you've lived in like Paris, Africa, New Zealand and Singapore. How did you come to find yourself living back in Brizzy?
My dad used to work overseas, so wherever his job took him, we'd have to tag along as well. He would take us all around these different places, and I think my dad finally decided that, okay, I think we need to watch my kids grow up properly in like one school, one house. I moved to Brisbane when I was 6, and then that's where I've stayed ever since.
And whilst you've been in Brisbane, you've been doing your schooling and stuff. Like, dancing's a big part of your, like, creative career, but you also play a few instruments as well.
So I started playing the saxophone, alto saxophone, when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
So I love the saxophone. I just love, from, like, the old school rock and roll, they would either have, like, a guitar break or a saxophone break, and that would just be my favourite part. I moved on to the piano because my parents would buy me a keyboard, but I wouldn't really know what to do with it. So what I'd actually do, I would write on the actual keys
Absolutely.
And a permanent marker, like the letters. Throughout high school, I started doing dancing, which has been one of the greatest things I could have ever done. Almost like when you're on stage dancing, it's the exact same as if you're on stage singing. So I'm excited to perform Stuck On Me for the first time live, because I haven't done that. I'm just very excited. To do a live performance would be absolutely incredible. Especially for my own song and not any more covers.
So with Stuck On Me, did you have big plans for 2020 that have had to be adapted with COVID-19?
I actually was supposed to have a release party, but that kind of got cancelled. But that was the only really big thing. I knew I had to just get it across social media. Like, that would be my biggest thing through COVID-19, would be trying to get through Instagram, through Facebook, and just get it out there, hopefully.
Yeah.
Things will definitely pick back up.
They will for sure, Brittany. We're going to play it right now anyway, regardless of COVID-19.
Thank you.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Brittany Quinn, thanks so much for coming and spending the time with me on Oz Made.
Thank you so much. It's been incredible. Hey, this is Brittany Quinn, and this is my new song, Stuck On Me.